Belinda Audio and the O'Brien Press present this unabridged recording of A Winter of Spies, written by Gerard Whelan and read by Stephen Hogan. Chapter 1. The Raid. One of the wheels on the toy baby carriage was bent. It squeaked as Sarah Conway pushed it down the path. Eileen, the doll, lay swaddled in blankets inside. Her painted eyes looked blankly at the morning sky. Sarah hummed a lullaby under her breath. It was almost 8:30. When Sarah turned the corner onto the canal, she saw a Crossley tender pulled up at the side of the street. Two Tommies and a black and tan were standing by Phelan's gate. She was right beside them. The sounds of a rough search came from the open doorway of the house. Wood broke against a floor or a wall. Glass smashed. Sarah stopped and leaned over the doll.
"Now you go to sleep, Eileen," she said. "You need your rest."
The men at the gate looked at her. They were bored.
"The little one not go sleep for you, love?"
one of the Tommies asked. Under his steel helmet, his face was young and open. He had big blue eyes.
"Eileen is a bold girl," Sarah told him.
"Give over, mate," the tan said to the soldier. "You're wasting your time talking to these people."
"She's only a kid, Riggs,"
the other Tommy said to the tan.
"What do you think she's going to do, pull a gun out of the pram?"
The two soldiers laughed. The sounds of things breaking came from the house. A net curtain twitched in the window next door. A white face peeped out. Then the curtain was jerked shut again. The tan didn't like being laughed at. He gave Sarah a nasty look.
"What's in that baby carriage, girlie?"
he snarled at her.
"A baby?"
Sarah said.
The two Tommies laughed again.
"Give her a rest, Riggs,"
the young one said.
"She's a kid." "I'm 11 now,"
Sarah corrected him.
The black and tan, Riggs, said a dirty word.
"You best get along, miss," the other Tommy said kindly. "We're on business here."
"So am I,"
Sarah said.
"You weren't," said the tan. "Coming into this house, were you?"
Sarah looked at Phelan's house. They had no children, but they owned a big old lazy dog called Ranger who was always begging for food.
"I don't even know who lives here,"
Sarah said.
There were grenades hanging from the soldier's webbing. The tan had two revolvers in open holsters on his belt, like a cowboy you'd see in the picture house.
"Sharp, Riggs,"
said the older soldier.
"No wonder they don't like us with pigs like you on the job."
He smiled at Sarah.
"There's bad people living in here, missy," he said. "You wouldn't want to know them. You get off home now. Your Eileen might sleep better there."
"All right,"
Sarah said, and went on. Before she reached the crossing, two more police tenders went by. They were full of black and tans, bristling with rifles. Sarah turned down the back lane, still humming. She found Simon Hughes round the bend in the lane. He wore a long black overcoat and had his hand in one of the pockets. His face was pale and worried. His hair was uncombed. He looked shocked when he saw her.
"Well, well," he said. "I'll go sell."
He had a nice voice, though his accent was English.
Sarah suspected that her sister Josie was sweet on him. He'd grown a lovely little moustache lately.
"Simple Simon," she said. "In trouble again? But you're in luck. They're lazy today. They're only starting to surround the place. Give me your gun."
Simon gave her a funny look.
"You must be joking, though," he said.
"There's Tans and Tommies in the street,"
Sarah said calmly.
"Martin sent me. Give me your gun."